Well, the religious aspect in prison is one of the moments that gives freedom to the people who are there, and not just to the Catholics, but to all religions. And the church in the Rebibbia Nuovo Complesso, okay, when I say Nuovo Complesso, it's because Rebibbia is four prisons. It's the women's prison, there's the reclusione, and there's the terza casa, and they're all separate prisons with their own administration. I go to Nuovo Complesso, which is the new complex from 1973, and as the religious factor is very important there. There's a beautiful church there. It's dedicated to Padre Nostro, to our Father, and it's supposed to welcome people from all religions, not just Catholics. And so we have Muslims coming, we have Christians who are not Catholic, we have atheists, we have everybody who comes to attend the religious services. And Christmas Day is particularly special because they have about 200 people from each section of the prison that are present at the Mass, and also many volunteers and families of volunteers who come to the Mass. So it's like one big family which is celebrated. And then after that, there's usually a moment to meet with each other out in the courtyard in front of the church where they have hot chocolate and they have panettone. And so there's a moment of social encounter between the volunteers and the prisoners themselves.
So this is one day of the year when there is a little sense
Also
of
Easter.
and Easter, so
Yes.
twice a year.
Yes. They have the Mass in the main church every Sunday, and usually what they do is they alternate between the different sections of the prison. Also, they have quite a wonderful activity of inviting different parishes from Rome and out of Rome also from northern Italy to come and participate at the Mass on Sunday. So that way the people who come are able to interact to see what the situation is, and it's opening up the prison to the rest of the society.
Is this the prison where the Pope came
Yes,
as well?
I'm very proud of that.
When these people are able to have a Christmas celebration, as you say, and to take part in the Mass and so on, how does this change for them? What kind of reactions do you hear to this event?
It's very emotional because you see the people there who are thinking of their families that are far away, that perhaps aren't even in touch with their families. They're thinking of their lost loved ones. It's a very emotional moment. And I have to say, even though the church is absolutely filled with people that they're standing also, you don't hear one sound.
As people are taking part in the Mass.
Yeah, there's a great participation also.
What kind of experience is this for you, spending your Christmas Day amongst these people, as you say, and many of them who have such great needs?
At this point, it's part of my life because I've been doing it since 1998. So I can't imagine Christmas without it. It's part of my life. It's a very important thing for me because I know many of the people there. And as we say, our mission inside the prison as volunteers is just to do a piece of their journey with them, to accompany them a piece of the journey, because we can't do anything for them, really. It's just be there for them.
But it's a very important sign of solidarity,
Yes,
isn't it?
yes. It's bringing the outside world in. And, you know, in that kind of a situation when their human dignity is reduced to its minimum, to have any kind of signal from the outside, it's also an example for people because many of these people either don't have families or come from terrible social situations. And it's the first time for many in their lives that they're having someone dedicating themselves to them.
You must have had some very emotional reactions from some of them. Can you share any particular stories with us that you've had there?
I have so many, I can't really pick them out. There have been also contacts with the family members of some people that had lost touch with each other and bringing the families back together. Even just by a simple telephone call. You know, for example, a son and a mother, or the mother who's upset because her son's in prison, doesn't want anything to do with it, and the son who tries to contact through us, calling the mother and making a bridge where then the mother has gone back to visit the son and they have started their relationship again. And so that's probably one of the most touching situations, which has happened many times. Other times it's just being near to these people that, you know, when it's time for the handshake of peace, which is really an embrace of peace, which we do on Sundays there, it's the only contact they have, and it's very important.